Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
December 16, 1899. My birthday. Why does one feel so special on her birthday, as if something is about to happen? I received many lovely presents, including this gilt-edged journal book from Daddy. The pages are creamy white and just waiting for my words. They even smell nice, as if they are scented. I'm so excited about it. More excited than I am over the new Gibson girl shirtwaist Mama gave me, or the hair ribbons from my sister. I'm writing in my new journal this very moment. What shall I say? What could possibly be good enough about my silly old dull life to put down in here? It is a cold, drizzly day with rain. Some workers are ginning cotton, and others are killing the last of the beef. Daddy sold a pair of turkeys to old Mrs. Lewis for $1.50. Oh, this is all so ordinary.
Poslušajte ponovo.
December 16, 1899. My birthday. Why does one feel so special on her birthday, as if something is about to happen? I received many lovely presents, including this gilt-edged journal book from Daddy. The pages are creamy white and just waiting for my words. They even smell nice, as if they are scented. I'm so excited about it. More excited than I am over the new Gibson girl shirtwaist Mama gave me, or the hair ribbons from my sister. I'm writing in my new journal this very moment. What shall I say? What could possibly be good enough about my silly old dull life to put down in here? It is a cold, drizzly day with rain. Some workers are ginning cotton, and others are killing the last of the beef. Daddy sold a pair of turkeys to old Mrs. Lewis for $1.50. Oh, this is all so ordinary.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
These things happened to me nearly 10 years ago. I lived in a city, but the city was hot in summer. I wanted to see the country. I wanted to walk in the woods and see green trees. I had a little red car, and I had a map too. I drove all night out into the country. I was happy in my car. We had a very good summer that year. The country was very pretty in the early morning. The sun was hot, and the sky was blue. I heard the birds in the trees. And then my car stopped suddenly. What's wrong? I thought. Oh, dear, I haven't got any petrol. Now I'll have to walk. I'll have to find a town and buy some petrol. But where am I? I looked at the map. I wasn't near a town. I was lost in the country. And then I saw the girl. She walked down the road with flowers in her hand. She wore a long dress, and her hair was long too. It was long and black, and it shone in the sun. She was very pretty.
Poslušajte ponovo.
These things happened to me nearly 10 years ago. I lived in a city, but the city was hot in summer. I wanted to see the country. I wanted to walk in the woods and see green trees. I had a little red car, and I had a map too. I drove all night out into the country. I was happy in my car. We had a very good summer that year. The country was very pretty in the early morning. The sun was hot, and the sky was blue. I heard the birds in the trees. And then my car stopped suddenly. What's wrong? I thought. Oh, dear, I haven't got any petrol. Now I'll have to walk. I'll have to find a town and buy some petrol. But where am I? I looked at the map. I wasn't near a town. I was lost in the country. And then I saw the girl. She walked down the road with flowers in her hand. She wore a long dress, and her hair was long too. It was long and black, and it shone in the sun. She was very pretty.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.